A New York Times report is shedding new light on public defenders who are overworked and underfunded. Its reporting finds some public defenders in Louisiana, for instance, were assigned 200, 300, or even 400 felony cases each, way over the recommended amount to devote enough time for an effective defense. Today, GLT checks in with McLean County's top public defender and prosecutor about caseloads here. Public defender Carla Barnes tells GLT's Ryan Denham her 14 in-house public defenders, 5 contract attorneys, and support staff make it work, but it's not easy.
You know, we're driven by helping people. No matter what you do, no matter what the arrest is for, from traffic on up to Class M's homicide cases, everyone deserves good legal representation. You deserve to have someone stand next to you and advocate on your behalf, make sure the process is fair, due process is met. And, you know, when I'm interviewing attorneys and even staff, I try to make sure I'm asking the right questions to make sure they're driven to do public defense work. You know, why are you here? Why are you interested in this job? Because it's very, very difficult, and it can be extremely draining at times. And if you're not in it for the right reasons, being driven by helping people, then you probably won't be here very long, and I want long-term employees. It's, you know, we're here to help people, and we help a lot of people in this process.
For someone like you, I'm kind of curious, like when you're watching the news at night or reading the paper or what have you, and you're seeing high-profile criminal cases in the news. You hear of somebody getting arrested for something salacious, and it's like, oh, I can't believe it. They did that. Most people, that's how they react. What do you think about when you see these kind of high-profile things in the news and people, right, presumption of guilt or innocence?
And a lot of those high-profile cases, you're dealing with people that are broken. That's the first thing that I think. You know, what got them there? And that's even assuming, you know, that I'm not assuming they're guilty or anything, but, you know, there is a background. There's a larger background and a larger force that gets people involved in the criminal justice system, and we all realize that.
In McLean County here for the Public Defender's Office, what is your current caseload? How many cases do you have at any given time?
We are right. All of my felony attorneys, both in-house and contract attorneys, are at about 90 felony cases per year. The ABA guidelines is 150 felony cases per year, the recommendation. But when I say 90, of course, I'm happy that my attorneys aren't all each handling over 100 cases. But a whole lot of work goes into those 90 cases. I mean, there are the collateral consequences that we have to think about. We're dealing with DNA issues and new technology with forensic evidence. So there's a whole lot that plays into those numbers, and I'm always cognizant and aware and talking to my attorneys to make sure they have enough time and resources so that they can be effective to our clients, because we owe that to them. But they are. They get a lot of legal training. The county board has been generous with the with my budget as far as training the attorneys is concerned. There haven't been any major cuts there. So we are maintaining those numbers. And if it weren't for the contract attorneys covering the overflow and other major felony caseloads, I it would really affect our ability to represent our citizens in McLean County.
Well, that's McLean County Public Defender Carla Barnes with GLT's Ryan Denham. McLean County State's Attorney Don Knapp says there's no specific amount of time that a victim can expect justice, as criminal cases vary widely based on the amount of evidence attorneys must review. Knapp tells GLT's Eric Stock, while defense attorneys are usually the ones responsible for cases getting delayed, staffing issues in either office or on the bench can also slow the speed in which some cases are tried.
Sure, the courts play a part in that. The prosecution plays a part in that. And believe it or not, we all try to work together to get cases through as quickly as we can. I think Chief Judge Costigan's been exactly accurate and well-spoken on the fact that no defendant that has demanded a jury trial or a bench trial has had to sit and wait for a judge to be assigned, even though they've been short. So they'll pull a judge off to hear those cases, and some other judge will take their docket for the couple days or couple weeks that it takes.
And higher profile cases for more serious offenses naturally take more time because of the gravity, the complexity of the case. But some, as you alluded to, do drag on for years. before they're even brought to trial. Kirk Zimmerman, one notable example here, nearly 4 years after his wife was shot to death, that Zimmerman was scheduled to stand trial. Why do you think it needs to be that long?
Well, to talk about any individual cases is both likely prohibited by Supreme Court rule and bad form. So in the abstract, why do some cases pend? It's like I say, there are just volumes of information and data that need to be gone through by both sides, the defense and the prosecution, and it just takes time. I mean, like I say, one case, 4 terabytes of data, it just takes a significant amount of time.
That's McLean County State's Attorney Don Knapp with GLT's Eric Stock. Knapp says the county offers deferred prosecution for various nonviolent crimes as well, including retail theft and minor criminal damage to property. He says he plans to meet with attorneys, judges, and law enforcement soon to more clearly define which defendants should be eligible for deferred prosecution. While reducing the court case load has its pluses, he says the main goal is to reduce recidivism. Knapp leads a staff of 47 full-time employees, including 26 attorneys, plus paralegals and other support staff.